Chapter 6, Marketing the Property. Okay, now that we have the property under contract, we have to start marketing it right away to find a potential buyer. The first thing you will do is put out about 20 signs all over the neighborhood and around town to start generating some interest in owner financing. This will get the phone ringing right away. Here are some sample signs with some sample text you can use on the signs. Pick whichever one you like best to use for yourself. If the property is listed on the MLS, just don't put a sign in the yard until you close on it. You can put them everywhere else except in the yard of the property. Banners. Once you close on the property, if you do not have it sold and the property is in a decent area, we will put up banners instead of signs. Banners get more attention, resulting in more calls. The only time you do not want to put up a banner instead of a sign is when the property is in an area where you think the banners may get ripped down. When sending banners to your realtors, if they will be putting them up for you, you need to send them everything they need to put up the banner as well. Just go to a store like Walmart and get some rope, nails, lockbox, and hammers to send it all to the realtor so they don't have to do anything but take your package they received in the mail to the property and put up the banner or sign and put the lockbox on the door. eBay. One of the ways to sell the property is to list it on eBay. Now, this is not going to be your typical listing for a cash sale. We want to list the property and have bidders bid on the down payment. You will post your property on eBay with a starting bid of $1. This creates a lot of interest. You also make your listing a no reserve listing. This also creates a lot of bidding. Then in your listing, you will specify the terms and the bidders are bidding on the down payment and not the property itself. You will provide the terms, which may say total price of the property is $30,000. You are bidding on the down payment and the seller will finance the balance for 10 years at 9% interest rate. Just go to ebay.com and go to the real estate department and search the keywords down payment to see some listings like I am talking about. I actually created mine by looking at some of the clauses and disclaimers in many other ads. I would suggest that you do the same. In the sample deal I have included in this course, you can see one of my actual eBay ads to get ideas for your listing terms. Running online ads. Running ads online on sites such as Craigslist.com and Backpage.com are also a great way to find a local buyer. Many people who look at these sites are looking for places to rent or buy. Also, many are looking for rent-to-own or lease options. This is a great way to find a buyer for your property that you will be seller financing. A simple ad like one of the ones below will work fine. Remember, however, that you can get as fancy as you want and even post pictures of the property if you want. After all, you do have many pictures of the property. If you have a website, you could also add the website address as well. Here are some sample ads. Handyman Special, Fixer Upper, Owner Will Finance with $2,000 down and $400 a month. Call 800-555-1212. Why rent when you can own owner financing with $2,000 down on this 3-bedroom, 1-bath house? Call 800-555-1212. Payments less than rent. Yes, you can become a homeowner for as little as $2,000 down and $400 a month. Call 800-555-1212. Attention investors, get your first fixer-upper with as little as $2,000 down and $400 a month. Fix it up and rent it out. Call 800-555-1212. Notice that I didn't really put much information about the property. I am looking for the buyer that thinks the financing is more important than the property itself. I also do not want anyone to eliminate themselves. I want everyone to call and then I will eliminate them as needed if they do not qualify. In your $1 million Rolodex, I have included all of the classified sites to run your ads on. Running local print ads. Running ads in the local newspaper is a good way to generate leads as well. you can run them under the houses for sale or houses for rent section. I have generated a lot of leads and sold properties this way, especially in small towns. Just run the same ad that is listed in the previous online ad section. Selling to investors. A lot of times investors end up buying the properties. There are a lot of people who want to become investors. There are many people that don't have credit and can't get a hard money loan or private loan, but know how to swing a hammer and know how to rehab properties. You could sell the property to them and let them rent it out. That investor fixes it up and they may be able to rent it out for $500 or $600 a month. Now you have an investor in there that is making money on the deal. So that's one of the best loans you can have because they aren't living in the property. They are making money on the property and they are looking at you to find them more deals like that. One of the ads in the last section is targeted to investors. Whether an investor can qualify for a loan or not, they still make good buyers even though they are paying you a lot more than you paid for the property. They are getting a property they can hold long term and you are getting a good buyer for your property. What to do if you can't sell the property? It shouldn't take you more than a couple of weeks to sell one of these properties. However, if you have tried for a few weeks and you aren't getting much response in the prospects you are working with, there are still a few things you can do. In fact, sometimes you will find out that the property you're buying needs more work than anticipated, or you just can't find any buyers interested in the particular area or neighborhood. Worst case scenario, you can back out of the contract even if it means losing your deposit. However, if you have already closed or you decide to go ahead and close, you should look at it like this. You have $5,000 invested in the deal, and you can put it right back out on the market for the same price that the realtor or bank was asking for it originally. You could sell it to another investor for $6,000, $7,000, or $10,000, which is less than what the seller was asking through the realtor. These properties are not hard to get rid of. If you ever need to dump one quickly, you could dump it on eBay. Put up a listing and list it with no reserve, and you can even start with what you have in it. If you have $5,000 in it, start there if you want. Add your pictures of the property and write a description, something like handyman special, fixer upper, cheap, cash. If you are in desperate need to really dump it, then start the pricing at $1. Add the pictures and your notes about the handyman special, fixer upper, cheap, and watch what happens. You could set a reserve if you want or not. It's up to you. If you don't believe me, go to realestate.ebay.com and do a search for the keywords no reserve and check out for yourself. You will see that the listings with no reserve get lots of bids as opposed to the listings that start with very high bids. I have included a sample listing below right from eBay so you can see what other investors are selling. Notice from the listing above that the bidding starts at $1. Also notice that with time left, they already have 22 bids on this property. The point I want to make is that usually the lower the starting bid, the more bids and bidders you will get. I have also included in this course a video tutorial showing you what to look for when buying and how to set your listings when selling. Also on the tutorial, you will see a couple of my personal listings. Sell it to the neighbor. Another thing you can try that has been successful if you are having trouble selling the property is to sell it to a neighbor. I mentioned this in the bulk sales section. Think about it. What neighbor doesn't want to own the property right next to them so they can control what happens next door? That's one thing I would always do is ask the neighbors. Even if they aren't interested, what neighbor doesn't want to be able to choose their neighbor? So ask them if they know anyone who would be interested in owning the house you have. Answering service call capture. To save lots of time and effort, I would suggest using either an answering service or a call capture service to handle the leads that come in to buy your property, especially if you still have a full or part-time job. The biggest difference in the two is that the answering service, the caller will always speak to a live person instead of a voicemail. With call capture, the caller's phone number is always captured whether they leave a message or not. Also, with the call capture, you can set up multiple mailboxes and give the caller options when they call. This is great if you are buying houses as well as selling or renting. We currently use a service called Freedom Voice, and we also have the calls go direct into Podio, which is our CRM, Customer Relationship Manager. By using my scripts that have been proven over time, you will be able to spend your time on the leads that are truly prospects and not suspects. Below is my current call capture scripts.